Welcome to the mini tour of yourself. Sit forward on your chair so that your back is away from the chair back and your feet can be flat on the floor. Notice how this feels. Is it comfortable? Stressful? Hopefully we'll make it comfortable as we go along. Turn your attention to your sits bones, the two bones that press into the chair under your buttocks. If you have a cushioned chair, it may be hard to sense them. Feel free to put your hands underneath and sense the weight on your palms. In traditional forms of body language study, our hands are our thoughts. They are very connected to our language center. It puts a new meaning to the saying, sitting on your hands. Notice if the two sits bones rest evenly on the chair or on your hands. Is one in front of the other? Heavier than the other? More defined? Or are they symmetrical? If you have your hands underneath, remove them. Imagine your torso and head are connected as if you were a tree trunk. Begin tilting forward and back. You don't have to go back far, but just enough to feel that your entire trunk is tilting and your sits bones are moving back and forth. Back and forth, rocking on those sit bones. Feel your head as it moves forward and back, going along with your trunk. It describes a kind of arc in the air. Pause a second. Now try the same kind of tilting, but going side to side. Feel how the weight shifts from the right sit bone to the left. You don't have to make it a big movement. You don't have to tip over. Just an easy rocking from right to left. Does one sit bone press more easily into the chair than the other? Is there anything else you can feel in how you change your weight from right to left? What do you feel under your feet, in your knees? Every part of you is always participating. Now take a rest. You can lean back in your chair if you like. Come forward to the edge of your chair again. Think of the four directions you just tilted in. Can you now circle around those four points? Tilt forward, side, back, and to the other side. Notice your head. Can you picture that your body describes a shape like a cone? Your pelvis makes a small circle on the bottom of the cone on the chair, while your head is describing a large circle parallel to the ceiling, and the rest of you tilts around like the Tin Man going around his ankles. Repeat this movement several times. Notice how the two sides touch differently as you circle. With awareness through movement, it's not about trying to fix something. It's about noticing what is taking place. The changes happen as a result of paying attention, not by forcing something to conform to an outside idea. Pause. Now reverse the movement. Is it different in this direction? How? Take another rest. Again, if you want to, lean back in your chair. Come forward in your chair again. You're going to do the same movement with your pelvis and sit bones, but this time, instead of tilting like a tree trunk, we'll add a bend at the waist. Tilt backwards several times as you did before. Now each time you tilt, Pull your stomach in a little and round your back. Look down as if you wanted to see your pubic bone. Notice what you feel in your back, in your stomach, in your breath. And now rest. Now tilt your pelvis the other way. This time, push your stomach out and look up a little bit. What do you feel in your back in this direction? Now try tilting once forward and once backward. So as you tilt your pelvis backward, your stomach goes in, your back rounds, your head looks down. As you tilt forward, your stomach pushes out, your head looks up. Can you sense the pattern here? Your head now goes opposite the pelvis. And rest. If you were sitting backwards, come forward to the edge of your seat again. And this time we'll try the same thing going left and right. So as you shift your weight to the left, you let your head tilt to the right. Your right hip comes up. What do you feel in your ribs? As you tilt to the left, as you tilt your weight to the right, your left hip comes up. Go side to side, letting your head go in the opposite direction. When do you inhale? When do you exhale? And now can you connect these dots? Make a circle with your pelvis as you did before. But now take the time to let your head always be opposite where your weight is. What is the shape of your spine? As you go back, can you feel your spine rounding? As you go forward, can you feel your spine arching? As you tilt to each side, can you feel how your spine bends and your ribs soften? Pause. And reverse the circle. How is this side different? And now, get up and take a walk around. See if this little tour of yourself has changed how you perceive your walk, where your head is. What stands out for you? I hope you had a nice trip. Visit again soon.